Hello, folks. And hello to you too, Darwin. And hey, while I'm at it, Darwin, where's your tape? I'm anxious to hear about your big trip out west. Also, what you're doing back there and how your job's come along back in Topeka. So, come on, let's have a tape, boy. Okay. Thanks a lot for the tape, folks. I certainly enjoyed it. And I had kind of been holding off on a letter also until I got your tape. And I thought maybe I could get caught up all at once here, because I knew you were going to be gone for a while anyway. I made a bunch of notes off your tape, and I'll cover those first, and then I also wanted to catch up with you on a couple letters you sent. I know what you mean about the truck convoys. Of course, we have convoys all the time around here, and it doesn't make any difference because the roads are so bad you can't drive faster than 30 or 40 mile an hour anyway. In fact, most of the roads are not paved at all. The only road that's any kind of a paved road at all is Highway 1, and even it is pretty well torn up, and most of the bridges have been blown out sometime or another by the Charlie. So actually, you usually end up going right down into the stream beds to cross the bridges, except for a few that have been repaired. But it's very difficult to keep the roads open around here, since at night we usually have to give them back up to Charlie, and it's still quite a bit his terrain at night, so it does pose a problem. Anyway, we're used to rough roads, and of course all we drive is Jeeps over here anyway, but it is quite a difference, and I know it can be pretty frustrating when you get caught in a convoy. Even over here, it gets kind of difficult because there's no way of getting around it or getting through it or anything. You just have to go along with the masses. Still taking those shortcuts, huh, Dad? He'll never learn, will he, Mom? Well, it sounded like it wasn't too bad. Anything to save a few miles, I guess. Actually, it was, if nothing else, I suppose it was different, so a little different scenery. And sounded like it wasn't too bad a way of getting into Mary's. I know the approximate location that you're talking about down there. I've been down in the Littleton area a few times. I remember one time we went on a field trip through the Martin plant there, where they used to make the big Titan IIs. But not too familiar with the area, but I do know about 85 and about where that old highway goes. I suppose Mary is having a little trouble yet. Joe said that she's trying to cheer her up, and I'm glad that Mary has been going down to see Joe. And like you say, Joe's sort of getting to be an old head at it now, and taking care of herself, and I'm sure she can give Mary a lot of moral support until she gets her feet on the ground, especially beginning school and everything like that. It sounds like you had a real good time up there at Mary's, and glad to hear you went to the chapel. That's always nice, isn't it? Real inspiring in there, I guess. Just like we used to say, that'd make anybody religious. But it sure is pretty, and I'm sure the choir's as good as it ever was. You're really putting on the dog there, aren't you? Going out to the old club, and I think the word you were looking for was buffet. They usually have buffets there at Sunday lunch, and they're usually very nice, and I'm sure this one was also. A lot of good food. I know we've been to several there. It's a real nice club. Unfortunately, I don't think it's used as much as it could be. For as large as club as it is, it seems like so much of the time it's quite empty. It's just like old Charlie Stebbins used to say. He says, well, they're afraid they'll get it dirty. Doesn't that sound like Charlie? And maybe that's it. I guess they're afraid they'll get it dirty. I am familiar with the Mount Hermon Road. As you know, we used to climb Mount Hermon all the time, and that road that goes around behind Mount Hermon there is real interesting. It's almost a Jeep trail, as you say, and I was surprised that you could even drive it in a normal car. I never really tried it in a car. I haven't driven the whole road, but I have been over part of it, but it was in a truck. Anyway, that sounded like a real pretty drive. In fact, all the driving you did, you guys are really getting to be the travelers back there in those mountains. You've gone over just about all the back roads that I can think of around most of the eastern part of the mountains anyway. You're really getting to be the old gold diggers back in there. Anyway, that sounded real nice here. Driving up through there, and I'm sure it was real pretty and nice and cool. It does sound like you had a lot of cool weather out there. In fact, unseasonably cool for Colorado. The way Joe has been talking, I guess they've gotten an awful lot of rain and pretty cool weather all summer long, as a matter of fact. Joe said the kids really did enjoy it when you took them out to Furs. They always like to go out and eat. I guess they get that from Joe and I, because we do too. But they have a big time going out to eat. And of course, they're used to Furs, because they saw a lot of Furs down at when we were down at Lubbock. And so they know all about that, going through the line, looking at all the food. And of course, old Pam, she wants a little bit of everything, usually. I'm sure she's still the same. Talking about going over to see the Jimisons, did you ask them if they'd had any more floods lately? I'm sure you remember the big dam of hail and the big flood. I always think of that when I get down in that part of town, about how deep that hail was down in there. Me wading around in those hip boots and still getting hail in them. That was really something. Going up to Cripple Creek. Now, that's a beautiful drive up there. I've never gone from Cripple Creek on over to Victor. I've gone up the Gold Camp Road from the other way, but I never did drive all the way through on it. It is a real winding, twisting road, and again, just barely good enough for a car most of the time. And I'm sure it was a real interesting ride, especially with the fog to give you something to run in and out there. I'm sure that fog made it real interesting. And yeah, the girls have always liked those tunnels. I know that they used to have a big time when we go through the tunnels and honk our horn in our travels, and I'm sure they had a big time. So they call them holes, huh? But Pam really enjoyed those holes. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that they appreciate it, and thank you for it anyway. Sound like Joe's doing her job. I enjoyed your story about Brad swiping the chickens. Oh, Brad's becoming a chicken stealer, huh? Sounds like he's a chow hound like his father. You gotta keep an eye on him every minute, I suppose, now that he's running around everywhere. I sure would like to see him. Yeah, Joe's been sending me some pictures and keeping me up to date. That was real nice that you got up to for Mary's anniversary. I'm sure she appreciated having somebody around to help her celebrate anyway. And I remember building that four lane up through Idaho Springs when we used to go skiing up there. They were just then getting ready to, they were doing a lot of blasting and getting ready to build it. So I'm sure it's a real nice drive up through there now. And Evergreen, did you see the park there? We used to go up there to that Evergreen Park when we were still up at Denver and have some picnics out there. Well, I see my tape's out. I'll see you on the other side.